tried a synthetic marijuana substitute, and he said it helped with the chemotherapy nausea, but it also made him uncomfortably edgy. With the law as it now stands, that even though patients are allowed to grow marijuana for their own use with the doctor's permission, people are too sick to grow it themselves. I have a little activism in me, but I don't have the energy I used to, Norlock said. And though medical marijuana remains available from a clinic in Oakland, transportation is a problem for me. It's hard enough getting to Stanford. That's from a month ago in the Monterey County Herald, and I'm hoping that by next show we can give you the update on the latest absurdities by the Monterey City Council, or perhaps they'll surprise us. Maybe they weren't as absurd as we hoped. In San Jose, here's a story from the San Francisco Examiner yesterday. San Jose former O.J. Simpson defense attorney Gerald F. Ehlman has signed on to defend a cannabis club director against drug charges. Ehlman and Tom Nolan were named Wednesday to represent marijuana advocate Peter Baez, founder of a now-defunct medical marijuana club. Baez, cousin of singer Joan Baez, was the director of the Santa Clara County Medical Cannabis Center that opened in early 1997 and closed May 8th. He faces several drug charges and a lengthy prison term if convicted. Ehlman, a former dean of Santa Clara University School of Law, is an expert on constitutional law who won national attention as a member of O.J. Simpson's dream team of attorneys. Nolan, a criminal defense lawyer based in Palo Alto, is widely considered one of the best in his field. The Santa Clara County District Attorney filed 7 felony charges against Baez in May, accusing him of selling marijuana to people without a doctor's recommendation, operating a drug house, grand theft, and housing fraud. Deputy District Attorney Denise Raby said she expected the issues at trial to be limited to Baez's alleged drug trafficking violations. But others involved in the medical marijuana movement hope the jury will be allowed to consider broader issues related to Proposition 215, which legalized medical marijuana in California. Baez's trial, originally scheduled to begin Monday, has been postponed until September 28th. And that's in yesterday's Examiner. Interestingly enough, in yesterday's Herald, there's a front page story, Marijuana Raid at Home of Carmel Planner. It's on the front page. Yoko Whitaker, chairwoman of the Carmel Planning Commission, could face felony drug charges after narcotics officers raided her home and found 45 marijuana plants growing in the backyard. Sheriff's investigators say Whitaker and her housemate, Robert Krienhagen, are suspected of cultivating the plants worth an estimated $250,000. Actually, they're worth a hell of a lot more to the law enforcement authorities, who keep using this to get more money, more grants, and more matching funds, not to mention more forfeitures. It was not an elaborate situation, but most marijuana we run into is not elaborate in growing conditions, said Sergeant Terry Kaiser, a member of the County of Monterey Marijuana Eradication Team, or COMMET. Whitaker was leading a planning commission meeting during the Wednesday afternoon raid. She and Krienhagen rent the house, which is located on the northeast corner of 2nd and Lobos in Carmel. According to Kaiser, the marijuana plants were growing near the patio and ranged from 3 inches to 3 feet in height. There were no lights or irrigation systems. Inside the house, police seized baggies of marijuana, 2 shotguns, a rifle, and a revolver. Weapon seizures are routine procedure during drug raids, said Kaiser. Drug and firearms, that's a lethal concoction. I'd say police and bad law, that's an even more lethal concoction. He said, you take all the weapons and let the courts decide. So there's no indication whether these weapons were actually had permits or not. Same thing happened to our local activist, Alan Brady, when he was here in Santa Cruz in 1992, when on the order from Judge Barton, who to our disgrace is still a sitting judge on the bench, should have been retired long ago, issued a search warrant because Alan Brady had been seen buying sterile marijuana seed, which is legal and is sold as bird seed. He was going to turn it into protein food. They raided his house. They grabbed his weapon. They confiscated his stuff. They tied him up in court for months and months and months. And he continues to fight. He continues to work on public education. He continues to work on making cannabis and marijuana legal, as it has to be, to end this absurd prohibition war, this vicious and destructive prohibition war. Again, reading a story from the Monterey Peninsula County Herald about the seizures of Yoko Whitaker's marijuana plants. Kaiser said investigators forwarded their report on the raid in the district attorney's office No charges were filed against the couple before the office closed Friday. Kryan Hagen, owner of Sunshine Surf and Sport in Monterey, declined Friday to give his side of the story. Thank you for asking, he said. On the advice of counsel, I cannot comment. As chairwoman for the Planning Commission, Whitaker helps define the standards for Carmel's business and residential districts. Commissioners who are appointed by the City Council take great care to scrutinize detail. Recent debates have ranged from stop sign design to window frame materials to restaurant use of plastic forks. Whitaker, a 47-year-old interior designer, grew up on the Monterey Peninsula, graduating from both Pacific Grove High School and Monterey Peninsula College. Sounds like a real criminal mind here. The raid at her home grew out of a citizen's tip received earlier this week by a Carmel patrol officer. Because Carmel police do not usually investigate drug cases, they forwarded the information to the Sheriff's Department, said Police Detective Pete Poitras. The ComNet investigators quickly found probable cause to earn a search warrant out of the home. Poitras, the Carmel police officer, and another officer assisted ComNet and the Sheriff's Narcotics Unit during the actual raid. At the time, said Poitras, no one realized Whitaker might be a suspect in the case. I'll bet. It was not until we were en route up there shortly before we got up there that we realized, oh, I think this is her house, said Poitras. The officers and investigators were able to enter the home through an unlocked window, Poitras said, so they did not have to force entry. Still, several concerned neighbors stopped to ask what was happening. Officers conducting a search is an unusual sight in Carmel, Poitras said. Kryan Hagen spoke to investigators Wednesday, but no one has interviewed Whitaker yet, Kaiser said. Under California law, growing even one marijuana plant is a felony. The marijuana team finds dozens of growing sites every year, ranging from one plant to thousands of plants. Many of the discoveries come from anonymous tips called in by citizens. Well, so even the high and the mighty get torn down by this crazy law and this crazy police practice. I guess it's, it's a sad situation, and I'm hoping we can get more information on what's happened to the Monterey County Cannabis Club by Thursday when our show returns. Looks like Reckless may be a few minutes late, giving me a chance to read yet a few more articles here before I tune out with my, or sign off with my music, which will be happening shortly. There's a story that came over the net, Top Foundations Give Chiefs a Bountiful Raise, by Judith Haberman from the Washington Post, which I found interesting. The heads of the nation's largest philanthropic foundations saw their salaries increase 5 times the rate of inflation last year to an average of $363,000 a year, IRS records show. The figure places the chief executives of these influential national charities in the highest 1% of American wage earners. That is going to have to be it, however, for this story, because we have just received word that, and a petition of support for Free Radio Santa Cruz, that Reckless is here. In fact, the word is true. I can see her right now sitting behind me. This is a great petition. We, the people of Santa Cruz County, California, the citizens of the United States, support our constitutional right to freedom of speech as stated in the First Amendment of our Constitution. In light of the Federal Communications Commission pursuing the cause of shutting down micro stations and overly exerting its control in the Bay Area, we feel it is time to resolve the right of Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 to exist without harassment. This is a nice-looking petition, Reckless. I'm going to let you read the rest of it because I know you want to get on the air, and I want to be able to get off so I can...
Get off?
Yes, that's it. Get off so I can get off. I got to get off somewhere, man. If I can't get off here, I'll get off somewhere else. This is the song we're going out with. It's from San Francisco Mime Troupe. Ripped Van Winkle, great song. You won't hear it anywhere else. You'll probably never hear it again, but you can say you heard it here. Please, the Santa Cruz Citizens Police Review Board, if you're interested, meets 5:30 tomorrow, City Hall. City Council meets 7 o'clock tomorrow night, as well as 3:30 in the afternoon. And I return at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Join me then. Until then, hang in there, let me know what's happening, and don't give up.
Benny, you don't mean this is 1988?
Smell the decaf.
1988? What happened to the revolution?
The revolution? The revolution? Oh, you must mean the revolution.
Professor Benny will now update the throwback. Nixon got elected in 68. The war continued to escalate, but what we couldn't blow away, we tried real hard to defoliate. Now peace with honor and napalm too. Nixon won again in 72. Nixon, he's gonna love this. We torched My Lai, we bombed Hanoi, we killed 60,000 American boys. The war didn't end till 75. After that, the movement died.
75? And the movement died?
Joined the video club. And in Cambodia, we backed some stooge, but his ass got kicked by the Khmer Rouge. They killed more people than you'd believe, till they got creamed by the Vietnamese. Then Nixon sank in a swamp of sleaze. Now the only ones who love him are the red Chinese.
Nixon! And the red Chinese?
Wow! Oh yeah, now watch me work. Oh, I'm gonna get down here. Oh, I'm coming back up again. Things kept happening weird like that. We even had a Democrat. Know nothing about Chile or Lebanon, about Nicaragua or the neutron bomb, about the CIA, their secret war, about the oil spilling off the shore. How about liberation for the women and the gays?
Yeah!
Women got nothing and the gays got AIDS.
AIDS! Many men for me!
That's getting around one good little people. We had some fights, had some fun, but the drug revolution's all we won. I don't mean reefer, I'm talking about smack. Ass is old, you ought to try some crack. Turn on, tune in, while the bottom's dropping out. The gravy boat's done lost its spout. The margin shrunk, there ain't no fat. Half of these people think the world is flat. No, it's round! Not according to the Bible or the bottom line. The final nail I'll now pound in. Forgive us, Jay, but we have sinned. It ain't pretty, it ain't nice. Ronald Reagan got elected twice.
What?
President. No! Ain't the way it is, what you gonna do? Rich get richer and the poor get screwed. Let me hip you now to the way it's done. Gotta look out for number one. Whoops, that's me. Gotta go.
Wait a minute. What happened in Chicago?
68 Democratic Convention? 20,000 cops. The shit out of 10,000 demonstrators.
Only 10,000?
On national television and the whole country cheered.
Wait a minute. Look, my old lady. Where's Susan?
Oh, you better forget Susan, man. Gotta go.
Benny, I need a place to crash. Oh, could I stay in your bed?
No, I don't think it'll work out.
Just one day.
No, but my number's in the book. Hey, give me a call. We'll do lunch. Ciao, dude.
Among marine flatworms, German researchers said Wednesday. humans and animals transfers sperm through copulation, or as Nicholas Mikiewicz of Germany's Max Planck Institute in Sueisen calls it, a, pardon the expression, friends, genital handshake.